It is time for our morning show on WRCO, Community Conversation. Great to have you listening today. And in the studio, a couple of guests from Schmidt-Woodland Hills. We have Tyler Kleiss, Director of Nursing and Interim Administrator, and Christine Schmidt, Development Coordinator as well, here to talk about the many things going on. Christine, we want to start right off and talk about a big event coming up next week already. Tell me about the Corned Beef Convoy.
Yes, Phil, this morning we're going to visit a little bit about the Corned Beef Convoy. On Friday, March 15th, Schmidt-Woodland Hills is going to be serving a corned beef meal that includes cabbage, red potatoes, carrots, rye bread, and a shamrock cookie. The cost is $10, and we're using this as a fundraiser, and we will serve from 10 a.m. until 2 p.m., Orders can be dropped off. We will drop order blanks off, at many businesses in the downtown area on Monday the 11th. And orders can also be phoned in or emailed, or you can stop in at the front entrance of Schmidt-Woodland Hills. And then on Friday the 15th from 10 to 2, we will do deliveries to downtown local businesses. And people can stop in and pick up their meal if they're interested in that option. Sorry, we don't do home deliveries. That's something we're not able to provide. And then the proceeds that we're going to get from this event will go to making the residents the coolest seniors in Richland County. And people may ask what that means. And I can tell you that we have an HVAC upgrade project coming up, and we're going to be upgrading our independent living apartments, moving away from window-style air conditioners and going to what they call mini splits. And then we're also going to be replacing some rooftop units that were installed in the 1990s. So we're getting ready to do those upgrades for our residents, and this is a way to help support that.
That's a big project, an expensive project to get that all done, isn't it?
Yes. I don't have numbers on that, but...
But a major thing. Yeah. Do you like corned beef and cabbage?
I do.
Yeah, and...
Good stuff.
I've had a chance to sample a little bit of myself through the area, and I got to say, thumbs up on Schmidt-Woodland Hills. Is there any secret to it? Who's making it for you? Those kind of things?
Our dietary director, Laura Pyfrone, is in charge of getting this meal ready for us, and she's been working on that. I do want to mention that we last year ran out of meals and we had to cancel some orders because those darn leprechauns weren't very good at planning. And this year, Laura's kind of taken the reins over, and she has assured us that we will have plenty of meals available, and we're hoping that people come back and enjoy the meal and take part.
I'll have to shout across the yard with my order for Laura because she lives right by me there. So that's interesting.
Yeah, she could probably take that down for you.
See if she will do that.
Yeah,
so, so it looks like kind of new and improved for this year for the Corned Beef Convoy then.
Yes. Yep. We're going to be, you can look for on the Schmidt-Woodland Hills Facebook page. The ordering info is going to be up there soon. So...
Hard to believe it's already next Friday, isn't
it? It's already next Friday. It seems to be coming very fast this year.
But it's a thing. It's kind of a rite of spring, isn't it?
Yes. You got to get your corned beef and cabbage meal in. Yeah. For St. Patrick's Day.
We hope a lot of folks will do that. Yeah. Also in the studio with us is Tyler Kleiss, as we mentioned, Director of Nursing and Interim Administrator. Tyler, good morning. I guess kind of explain what you do in your job role at Schmidt-Woodland Hills.
Good morning, Phil.
Good morning.
Yes. My job role, very, very busy but productive at Schmidt-Woodland Hills. We're really focusing on providing the best quality of care we can with an emphasis on creating an environment that all staff like to work in. With that being said, focusing on a lot of training with culture and diversity, inclusion. We got a product called Media Partners that was specific to culture, diversity, and inclusion, and all of our staff have been through that. We just finished that up. It was received very well by all staff. And as far as dementia training, we've done a couple things throughout the past year. We partnered with the ADRC to do an in-house training that was pretty cool. They come in, and I believe that was open to the public as well. They come in and kind of give you a sensory overload on what it would be like if you were a resident with dementia. That was received very well. Most recently with dementia, we've had a dementia care specialist in our building. We have one more session with her. She comes in and does one-on-one coaching with staff, as well as provides hands-on learning in a group setting. And this is specific to techniques for communicating with residents with dementia. Also, some kind of personal techniques on helping people with dementia eat, really promoting the independence of each individual. That is the goal.
What I know about dementia is no two people are alike. And so that's probably pretty important for your staff to kind of realize that each person's journey is a little bit different, isn't it?
Yes, it's important to really take the person-centered approach and creating an environment for each individual to thrive in. And that training has been very beneficial to help staff realize some of the differences between each type of dementia and each individual as a whole.
Some of the training tools, do they do some things like goggles and those kind of things to kind of see what it's like to see through the eyes of somebody with that disease?
Yeah, so the ADRC came in and they give you some gloves, so your sensory of touch is pretty much non-existent with those gloves. You get some goggles that are really, really hard to see through. They put some headphones on you that has a whole lot of background noise. It's just really, really hard to focus and accomplish tasks. When you're in that room with them, they provide a bunch of tasks that would normally be very easy for any of us to do. But in that environment, it becomes very difficult. Kind of an eye-opening experience.
How long have you been with Schmidt Woodland Hills?
So I have been employed with Schmidt Woodland Hills for a little over 3 years. I have been the director of nursing now for a year and a half, serving as interim director since the middle of January. So,
you came in, COVID was still kind of rearing its ugly head, so to speak. So how have things changed for the better here since, you know, you came on 3 years ago?
A little bit more normalcy. I think everyone wants a little more normalcy relating to COVID. As far as the healthcare setting, the focus is really still on keeping our residents safe. So you'll notice that we're still asking visitors to mask. Our staff will not always be masked. We have different policies in place. It's just really hard for us to control what comes in and out of the building. Our staff are very educated and know when they can be at work and when they can't be at work. And we believe that the community as well knows that, but sometimes it rears its ugly head and gets back in the building. So we're doing our best to keep that out. We've done very well with mitigating the spread of COVID in our facility. I think that's something I'm proud of, and all of our staff at Schmidt are proud of as well.
Yeah, everybody worked hard, and you kind of got through it together, didn't you?
As far as, yeah. And it's still there.
Yeah.
As far as changes in the healthcare setting, there hasn't been a whole lot of changes policy-wise since the start of COVID. A little more leniency. Hopefully, in the near future, we can see a little more change on policy. It ultimately affects the residents more than anyone. Nobody wants to deal with an outbreak situation, but we're doing our best in those situations. And the activities department, headed by Rachel Walsh, she does a great job making sure that even in outbreak, we're providing quality activities to all residents. Every day is a new day.
It is.
Yeah.
But let's talk a little bit about your staff and talk about nurses. They are really the unsung hero of any facility such as Schmidt-Woodland Hills, aren't they?
Absolutely. As well as our CNAs, they're our eyes and ears. They serve a great purpose. I think sometimes they're underrepresented in this line of work. We have a great team at Schmidt-Woodland Hills that their focus really is on providing the best quality of care to our residents. That's what motivates them to be at work every day. They truly believe in that. So
you're hoping for a good year where you can have some activities and all your wings. You know, you've got some apartment residents as well. Everybody can kind of do everything together. That's important, isn't it?
Absolutely. Really getting that community feeling on campus is important. We always have our apartment residents. You can see them walking throughout the building, visiting, whether it's in the assisted living or the SNF. We have people in the SNF that go up to the independent apartments and visit. It really is the family feel.
Fun activities too, and I stumbled upon the bingo game one day too, and I realized that it wasn't a casual visit. Some of those residents take that bingo pretty serious, don't they?
Yes, we have a lot of residents that are very competitive in their bingo games. It's very fun to watch. They also get pretty competitive in noodle ball.
What's noodle ball? I didn't even know about that, I guess.
So noodle ball is where you take a noodle, like a pool noodle, and you'll have a ball in there, and it's kind of an exercise activity where they hit the ball back and forth in a circle, get a lot of laughs, smiles, and conversation. Just a nice group setting. Obviously there's group exercise classes as well. Group outings, I know that was one thing that kind of was not an option during COVID, was getting out to some of these local restaurants. We're starting that back up. Rachel's doing a great job with the schedule to provide more of that to our residents. They always enjoy getting out, seeing the community, seeing people in the community as well.
We have the in-house rehab as well and all those opportunities, which is a great feather in your cap, isn't it?
Absolutely. Yes, we do have our rehab wing that is serving a lot of the Medicaid people. We have, so in our facility, we don't have it split up into just one wing. They're kind of intermingled, and that seems to work well. What else?
Good stuff. You've got a hair salon. You got everything kind of right in-house, don't you?
Yes, a lot of amenities. I think one thing, too, in our assisted living, we added a bistro kind of snack bar that residents are free to kind of take as they please. So that was a nice amenity. We're looking at kind of redoing our living room also in the assisted living, making it a little more homey. That's really the goal, get as home-like as we can.
Yeah, most definitely. Some fun stuff coming up. Christine, we always talk about the golf outing. Is it too early to start talking about that?
We can talk about the golf outing. Golf outing this year will be Thursday, July 18th, and of course we'll be back up to Viroqua Hills Golf. And that information will come out over the next couple months. We're going to be hosting 20 teams this year, and along with that, what we really want to talk about today is our grand cash giveaway, and that drawing is done at the golf outing, and it's a 50-50 raffle with a maximum potential payout of $7,500. So we will sell a total maximum of 1,500 tickets, and they are available for sale now. You can stop out to Schmidt-Woodland Hills, and or you can email Bill or I, and we will find a way to make contact with you to sell you a raffle ticket. As many people already know, a 50-50 raffle, there's one single winner that's drawn, and the money that's raised from the raffle sales is split in half. So one person gets half of it and the proceeds, the other half stays with Schmidt Woodland Hills. And again, that is also going to that HVAC renovation project.
Okay. So it's kind of like the raffle is kind of like the golf thing. It's kind of first come, first serve, isn't it?
Correct. Yep. If you are interested in getting a raffle ticket, sooner rather than later is the way to go. Because once the 1,500 are sold, then we're done.
Okay. And then with the golf too, there's sometimes a waiting list, isn't there?
There is. Yep. We can take a maximum of 20 teams. And so when we start doing golf registration, if your business or your group of individuals is interested in golfing with us, it's probably better to let us know earlier. We can do a waiting list, and if there's a cancellation, we can get you on there, but maximum of 20 teams.
So if you were in it last year, it doesn't automatically get you in this year. You got to register, right?
You have to register.
Okay. Yep. You do have some that come back every year, though.
We do. We actually have a great group of people who come back every year and join us for the golf outing, and we're happy to see them again. We enjoy that day.
Couldn't do it without the community support like
that. We could not. These events are what helps Bill and I raise the money that we use to, you know, increase the quality of life for our residents.
Most definitely. Some other things that we want to update. Discovery Play School, is it true that there's going to be an expansion on that?
That is the case. It will be open to the public as well as Schmidt Woodland Hills staff. We are looking to add Discovery Play School is looking to add an infant room, and that would serve infants from 6 weeks of age to 2 years. And then we will have an expanded facility for the 2 to 12-year-olds. And our summer session will start June 1st. And they are taking applications for that now, if you're interested. And you can reach out to Tara Weitzel. She's the director there at the Discovery Play School. And her number is 647-8931. And you can ask for extension 121 or just ask to speak to Discovery Play School. And they also have a Facebook page. You can look Discovery Play School up on Facebook and find some more information there about them and their programs. Or they can be emailed at playschooldiscovery@gmail.com.
Okay. So it doesn't just end with the school year, Discovery Play School. It's year-round, isn't it?
Correct. It is year-round. They do a summer program as well.
Okay. So, yeah, that works out well. When the kids are out of school, they can find somewhere to go then during the summer.
Yeah.
Good stuff.
It is good stuff.
Yeah. We'll be back with more in a moment about Schmidt Woodland Hills and what they have coming up here. Christine Schmidt and Tyler Kleist in the studio with us today. We're talking about Schmidt Woodland Hills on today's morning show from WRCO and all the great things going on there this year as we begin another year for fundraising and the many events. Let's talk a little bit about some of the upcoming classes again. Tyler, I know you talked about it just a little bit, but what can you tell us about the CNA classes coming up?
Yeah, so we have one coming up in April. We're going to try and do 2-month intervals throughout the year. If you're interested in becoming a CNA, we just ask that you stop down, fill out an application, and just put CNA class on the application. The class itself is about 6 weeks long. There is opportunities through the state as well to have your class paid for. You can go to wiscaregivers.com, sign up. When you sign up to that, I will actually get an email, and I will more than likely be reaching out to you to see if you're interested in our class specifically. But if you're interested in just our class specifically and you want to pay for the class yourself, stop in, fill out an application. It's a mixed class. With that said, half of it is online, half of it is in person. The coursework part would be 3 weeks long, and that is all self-paced online. And then there's one day each week that you would come to Schmidt Woodland Hills and do a lab. That's where you learn your hands-on skills. And then at the end of the coursework, you get into your clinicals, which are right on the floor at Schmidt Woodland Hills, practicing all the skills that you learned in the recent weeks. And then after that, you are taking the skills and the written test, and you're certified to be a CNA. And there is a great need in all communities for CNAs. It's very rewarding work. So I encourage anyone that's interested, even reach out to me if you have any more questions, want to know what the work entails. I'm more than happy to spend a few minutes going over that with you.
I know that you have some high school students that have done that. What is the age limit or when you can start and look at a CNA?
Yes, so you have to be 16 years old by the day the class starts. We have had to turn down a couple high school students that missed it by a couple days, but there's always another class. We try and give flexible schedules. There is the option, if you are a full-time student, that you could work maybe 4 p.m. to 8 p.m., kind of the bulk of when a lot of the work is happening on the floor, helping getting people ready for bed. There's opportunities to make a little bit of money while you're in high school. Also, if you're in sports, we're open to having you pick up on the weekends if you want just a little extra cash, a little experience. If you're looking to get into nursing school, this is a great opportunity to gain some experience prior to going to college. You can really tell the nursing students that have worked as a CNA versus just taking the class to meet the requirement to get into the nursing program.
So if you become a CNA when you're in high school, boy, you're one step ahead when you go for a nursing degree, aren't you?
Absolutely. Those skills carry over very well into the nursing program, and you will be steps ahead of the other individuals.
What about right now your facility? Do you have some open beds? Are there some open rooms?
Absolutely. Our census is climbing. We still have open beds. There's areas in the independent apartments. There's beds available in the assisted living and in the skilled center. So if you have a loved one that's in need, give us a call. More than happy to accommodate and meet those needs of our residents.
And you do have some that stay for the winter. They're kind of snowbirds, so to speak, and stay in the apartments during the winter, don't they?
Yes. So we do have the winter getaway package. That would be 3 months. It's fully furnished by us. You're just simply paying rent. And then after those 3 months, if you decide you want to stay, you would bring in your own furniture or you would go back home. It's really an opportunity to just kind of not have to worry about the snow, have everything provided for you, make the winters a little easier for people.
If you get the new upgrade on the air conditioner, I think I'd rather stay in the summertime then, you know, and be cool in the summertime, right?
Right.
Good idea for that. You're always looking for volunteers. And Tyler, maybe you could touch on that a little bit.
Yeah, if anyone's interested in volunteering, I'd like to take the approach, if you have an idea of what you'd like to do for volunteer work that would benefit Schmidt Woodland Hills or the residents themselves, reach out to us. We're open to ideas. Obviously, we have some ideas. There's always opportunities with residents one-on-one doing activities or group activity settings. If you have ideas on new activities, we're always open to that. I know Environmental Services is always looking for people to help with the gardening of the flower beds, if that's something people are interested in. Really, any services you're willing to provide, we can accommodate and come up with a plan. And we're not asking for one day a week commitment. It's really up to you and what you're available to do.
Christine, would you like to speak about volunteering for us?
Just to mention that if you are interested in volunteering or if you have an idea, something that you would like to share with our residents or an activity that you think our residents would enjoy, come and fill out a volunteer application and speak to Rachel Walsh, the activities director, and we'll see if we can, you know, work together to get that off the ground. And of course, I have to mention that Trishaw season is going to be upon us soon. The weather is getting nicer, and our residents really enjoy the Trishaw rides, so we'll be gearing up for that soon as well.
That's fun to see them tooling around town, isn't it?
Yes, yes. And I drove the Trishaws for several years in and around Richland Center with the residents at Schmidt Woodland Hills, and it's a great time.
So tell me, how hard is it to pedal? Because that's what I'm concerned about. It's like, I can't hardly pedal myself. Are they geared differently than a regular bike?
They're actually an e-bike.
Oh, I see. So you get a little help.
Yep, they're a motor assist bike. They have they have batteries on them, and they're geared so that you have to be pedaling in order for the motor to kick in, but they have different gearing so that you can do like more hilly areas or, you know, more flat level areas. So yeah, it's not really all that difficult.
Okay. Because I'd be worried I'd get downtown and be like, oh man, I got to call them and come tow me.
if I could do it, I think anybody could probably do it. Yeah.
So that'll start when the weather, you know, gets to be
gets a little bit warmer. A little bit warmer. Usually we try to start in April. You know, it depends on what Mother Nature wants to do. So we'll be thinking about getting the bikes out and getting them, you know, tuned up.
Are there plans for some outdoor events? I know sometimes you've had some cookouts in the patios and things like that. Are any of those things in discussion?
I am sure Rachel is working on those. Our residents really enjoy that. They do cookouts and marshmallow roasts and hot dogs, and sometimes they have music outdoors. So, yeah, campfires. Lots of fun things. They do campfires in the evenings sometimes, And we've had times where the band students from around the area have come and put on concerts for our residents. So, and Rachel works on getting all that organized.
And music is a really important part of the lives. And you even have some live music there from time to time, don't you?
Yes, we do. Yes. Rachel gets entertainers to come in and perform. During the wintertime, they come and perform in our activities room. And sometimes they perform out on the patio. So, yeah, it's important that music is good therapy.
Sure. And as we were preparing for the show, I had to think a little bit about Craig Peach, because I used to see him at Schmidt all the time. Boy, he made a difference in a lot of lives, didn't he?
He sure did. He will be missed.
Yeah, most definitely. Anything else either one of you would like to add here this morning? Tyler, are you just looking for the possibility of people signing up? How can they find out a little bit more information about upcoming classes and whatnot?
Yeah, so just stay tuned to our Facebook page. I believe we will be getting an ad out in the shopping news as well, and potentially on the radio as well.
Sounds good. Christine, anything else?
I think that's it, Phil. Thank you.
Reiterate a little bit again about the corned beef convoy, though, because I think that's more important. We talked about it at the outset of the show, but that's only a week away.
It's only a week away. Don't miss ordering for the corned beef convoy. It's going to be Friday, March 15th, and you'll get a whole corned beef and cabbage meal. We're serving from 10 to 2, and again, it's $10, cash or check, and orders can be phoned in, emailed, or you can stop in at the front entrance on Seminary Street, place your order. We do delivery to downtown local businesses. We're unable to do home deliveries. I'm sorry about that, but you can stop in and pick up your meal that day. So we're looking forward to that, getting the little corned beef and cabbage meal going for you next Friday.
Me being Irish, I really look forward to it. Are either of you Irish?
A little bit.
Little bit. Okay. Little bit. No, Tyler?
No.
But you're a corned beef cabbage lover, though, right?
I love some corned beef and cabbage, yes.
That's next Friday, the 15th. Well, thanks for coming by the studio today. We appreciate both of you.
Thank you, Phil.
Thank you, Phil.
You bet. Tyler Kleist joining us here, Director of Nursing and Interim Administrator at Schmidt Woodland Hills, along with Christine Schmidt, Development Coordinator on our morning show.